We're doing the Shonei Halachot on the laws of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is prohibited from doing certain tasks, permitted to do others. The Shonei Halachot, just a word to the wise, is a book that summarizes Shulchan Aruch Rama Mishneh Berurah Chazon Ish. The work is primarily Ashkenazi and is a little bit on the stringent side. So there might be room to be a little bit more lenient than he writes, but it's a very good summary. So I'm just going to summarize the English. I won't read the Hebrew. We have a mitzvah of being happy on Chol HaMoed. We eat good food. Some people even eat meat. We drink good drinks. Some people even drink wine at their meals. And on Chol HaMoed, one should take time each day to be happy with his family. The idea here is to be happy, a happiness that leads to the service of the Creator. So when a person is happy, he's singing songs in the praise of Hashem, he's having positive family time, learning together with the kids, he's taking care of ensuring that the less privileged in his community also have what it takes to be happy on Yom Tov. He's given a donation so that those people can have quality food, quality clothing for Yom Tov. He's invited whoever he can to his meal. That's real happiness. So we have a mitzvah on Chol HaMoed as well to be happy. It's quoted in the name of the Gra that he said this is one of the more difficult mitzvot because you have 7 days straight. You got to be happy. Don't stop being happy. It's not so easy to be happy so long. So that's a mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. We do not have the mitzvah of honoring or oneg Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed the way we do on a Yom Tov. So how do we honor your Chol HaMoed? We eat good meals. You should try to have a Yom Tov meal every morning with your family. People very often have two meals, a big breakfast, a big supper with the whole family together. We drink good drinks. Very often families have drinks which they'll only drink on Shabbos. Very often kids aren't allowed to have soda or juices or whatever during the week. And then you have Shabbos cereal, you have drinks. So however you honor the Shabbos or Yom Tov, you should also honor Chol HaMoed. We wear nice clothing on Chol HaMoed. It should be nicer than the weekday clothing. Some people wear their Shabbos clothing. Some people can't wear their Shabbos clothing all week. They'll get destroyed. So they wear nicer clothing. You don't have to eat bread necessarily on Chol HaMoed. You're just not allowed to fast. But it's a mitzvah to have a nice meal in the morning and a nice meal at night. And that's ideally on bread. And some people add meat to that meal as well. We have a halacha that your parnasa, your sustenance, is decided on Rosh Hashanah, right? Except for the expenses you're going to spend honoring Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed. So, Chol HaMoed is prohibited from doing certain tasks. It's unclear. We have machlokas whether that prohibition is biblical or rabbinic. Did the Torah say the rabbis should define what's permitted and then it will have biblical weight or rabbinic weight? Some are of the opinion that any task which is not necessary to be done on Chol HaMoed, and you won't lose anything if you don't do that task, that's biblically prohibited. If you need to do something for Chol HaMoed, we're going to see there are many criteria in order for it to be permitted. We have five things that will allow us to do work on Chol HaMoed. Number one is what we discussed earlier tonight, Davar HaAved. If you don't do it, it'll get destroyed. So let's take an example. You pressed your olives, and if you don't shift them now, they're all going to rot. So that's a malacha, okay, but that's permitted on Chol HaMoed. So number one is Davar HaAved. We have certain things that if you don't do them, you're going to have a huge loss, so that's permitted. You parked your car in a stand that says parking, no parking on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Yom Tov was Sunday, Monday. If you don't move that car before Tuesday, you're going to get a ticket. You're going to lose a lot of money. Okay, so davar avet, something which you'll incur a big loss if you don't do it, that's one thing that will permit us to do work on Chol HaMoed. Number two, tzorchei hamoed, something that you need for Chol HaMoed. You want to go to the Kotel, so you're allowed to ride a bus, right? Why am I allowed to ride a bus? Isn't it Chol HaMoed? There's a Yom Tov aspect, right? But that's necessary for Chol HaMoed. If, now, within Tzochei HaMoed, we do not allow Ma'ase Uman, if it's specialty work. You can't say, for Chol HaMoed, I need to fix my suit, so I'll sew up a suit for myself on Chol HaMoed. That takes an expertise to sew up a suit. So that you don't do. What's permitted for Chol HaMoed, if it's something necessary for Chol HaMoed, is provided that it's not Ma'ase Uman, it's not a specialty, it's not something that requires a specialty. There are things which you need a specialist for. So that you cannot do on Chol HaMoed. Unless it's Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Let's say the tailor calls you up and says, I got no food for my Yom Tov. I'm down to bread and water. So you let him sew you a suit on Chol HaMoed because it's permissible for him, because otherwise he won't have what to eat. He won't have normal food for Yom Tov. Yes?
All right, so let's say my business is fixing computers. It's a specialty concept. I'm not
Is that a Maisa Uman, fixing a computer?
For something. They need to work. During a whole night.
I don't think we would call that a Maisa Uman. Because I think it's specialty knowledge. It's not like an artist, a painter, meaning it's your knowledge. You're typing. The action is that not a lawyer isn't either. It has to be that the action, it's like an artist's action. It's not that your knowledge. It's like you'd say, I'm an expert tennis player. I could win everyone, but that's not. It's not that the act, it's that your knowledge of the system is specialty. But the act is not specialty. Hitting a ball with a club is not specialty. Clicking on a bunch of keys is not specialty. The action you're doing is not a specialty item. There's the action itself, not the knowledge behind
it.
The action has to be a specialty, something which takes skill as far as the action, not the knowledge behind it.
So it
depends what. A plumber might be called a specialty, an uman, because his action is a specialty. No, because the action, it's not the knowledge, it's the action. Like sewing a garment, like writing a Torah scroll. Like there, it's art, it's a certain, there's a skill in the action, not in the knowledge. In the action of hitting keys, there's no special skill in hitting the keys of a keyboard. There's a special knowledge that allows you to know where to hit the keys to write up something. That's why I don't think that would be called a Maisa Uman. I don't think so.
All right. I have a small question.
Yes?
Let's say that this Pesach, we have the Korban Pesach. So you suppose that all male that are able to be 1 week in Yerushalayim, then now we have buses. You can go back home in Tzfat and come back the next day or something like that. How we put together these two types? In the past, I know, they come 1 week, stay here, eat with the family. Not all, the army was there and something like that. How we do today? Just imagine.
I don't know. I hear. I don't know. So we said, the one thing that would permit it is if it's a Devar Aved, if you'll incur a loss if you don't do it. Number two, and we said that's why in Chutzarts very often people are allowed to go to work, because they'll get fired if they don't do it. They might be out of a job if they don't show up for a week. Very often they don't respect that if you don't show up. There are a lot of college students where the professors will not respect the fact that you're not there for a week. If you don't show up, they're not going to let you make up the test, and they won't let you make up the information. And very often a student can lose a whole semester over that week. So that's a Devar HaAved. There he's going to lose if he doesn't do it on Chol HaMoed. So that's permitted on Chol HaMoed. Number two, he said, is Tzochei HaMoed. Another thing that would allow us to do work on Chol HaMoed is if it's something that's necessary for Chol HaMoed. That's why we drive where we need to. We'll go to a supermarket and buy food. But you should not go to the sales and go and buy yourself a new suit and other stuff. That shouldn't be done on Chol HaMoed. You don't belong in the stores. You know, I was visiting in Chutzlortz this past Sukkot, right? So I was with my family, and I came right after Yom Kippur, and I left right after Sukkot. So then the question is, wait, There are so many things you could buy in Chutz Lartz you can't buy here in Israel. You could buy much cheaper there. You know, batteries there are cheaper than batteries here. A laptop there is cheaper than a laptop here. Even if you're like me, where you pay the taxes when you enter the country, it's still cheaper. The sales that you have there on electronics, you could get much cheaper. So when do you do that? So I said, I can't do it on Chol HaMoed. Now you could argue it's a davar aved. You know, if you don't do it, you're going to lose. So first of all, it's not so clear that it's called a davar aved. That's called, I can make a profit or I can spend less on something. That's not
necessarily
a missed opportunity and not necessarily a loss. So that's discussed in halacha. And sometimes if it's substantial, then there's room to discuss a leniency. If it's a substantial difference. But I say, you know, you could go a day before Yom Tov, you could go a day after Yom Tov. It's a little bit inconvenient. You could have ordered online before you showed up. There are other ways of doing it. It's a lame excuse, to my mind, that a person has to do it on Chol HaMoed. But again, sometimes it can be substantial, and then a person should ask a shaila, because there is room to discuss it. The next leniency is Bishvil Poel. If you have a worker who doesn't have food. So the halacha says, you don't have to give him free food. Tell him, okay, work for me and I'll pay you. Right? It's Chol HaMoed, right? But you need the money. So, okay, so you're allowed to do the work and I'm allowed to hire you. The halacha says you're allowed to hire someone who needs the food. Number four, tzorchei rabim. If it's something that's done for the masses. The masses need a mikveh built or something, so everyone has time on Chol HaMoed. So that's permitted. And number five is maise hidyot. We're going to see that if it's something that's very simple that everyone can do, so that's there's room to be lenient, as we will see. There's no muktzah on Chol HaMoed. And we'll pause here.